All right. Reality check. Are we going to get AGI anytime soon? Some famous AI researchers, like Rodney Brooks, think it won't happen for hundreds of years. But others, like Google DeepMind founder Demis Hassabis, are more optimistic and are working to try to make it happen much sooner. And recent surveys have shown that most AI researchers actually share Demis' optimism, expecting that we will get AGI within decades. So within the lifetime of many of us. Which begs the question, and then what? What do we want the role of humans to be if machines can do everything better and cheaper than us? The way I see it, we face a choice. One option is to be complacent. We can say, let's just build machines that can do everything we can do and not worry about the consequences. Come on, if we build technology that makes all humans obsolete, what could possibly go wrong? But I think that would be embarrassingly lame. I think we should be more ambitious in the spirit of TED. Let's envision a truly inspiring high-tech future and try to steer towards it. This brings us to the second part of our rocket metaphor, the steering. We're making AI more powerful, but how can we steer towards a future where AI helps humanity flourish rather than flounder? To help with this, I co-founded the Future of Life Institute, a small nonprofit promoting beneficial technology use, and our goal is simply for the future of life to exist and to be as inspiring as possible. You know, I love technology. Technology is why today is better than the Stone Age. And I'm optimistic that we can create a really inspiring high-tech future. If, and this is a big if we win the wisdom race, the race between the growing power of our technology and the growing wisdom with which we manage it. But this is going to require a change of strategy, because our old strategy has been learning from mistakes. We invented fire, screwed up a bunch of times, invented the fire extinguisher.